Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Brandon Adams joins us at this time on Tuesdays, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. B.A., how are you?
What up, B.?
If my life depended on it and a blind taste test, I could identify any kind of soda. I just know those flavors back and forth. Okay. Truth is, all beer tastes the same to me. I really don't know the difference. Like a darker beer or a lighter beer, I could obviously say, well, that one's darker and that one's lighter. But anything that would sort of fall in the domestic category – I can't tell one from the other.
Yeah, I don't think I could do, like, tell you which one's a Keystone, which one's a Bud Light, which one's a Coors Light. I don't think I could tell you the difference.
So if I choose
Randy,
a beer
think
at a
you
restaurant
could?
Like
don't,
that,
y'all don't know how to drink no beer,
on the label.
Y'all don't know how to drink no beer. All right, you're talking to a beer guy. Put me in a guy. A beer guy.
Andy. I told you this last week and somehow got away with it. I did a blind taste test on French versus California Rosé and got it right.
I would have never done that.
Did you really?
Now, all wine tastes the same to me.
I nailed it.
All wine tastes
not only that, that was the same kind of wine. I could just tell you where it was from. That's how fancy I
am.
You're
more fancier than I realized. Well, I didn't realize you were quite so bougie.
Well, B.A., he's a veteran of Augusta.
Yeah, I go to Augusta National.
Yeah, he goes to Augusta National.
So
he's
fancy.
He's very fancy.
Pretty fancy guy. All right. What's your big takeaway from G-Day? And I've read quite a bit of different thoughts on what happened. Obviously, you had your reaction on your podcast, but let folks know what you feel like you learned.
So, I talked to a few dozen Georgia fans about this, and the sense that I got from pretty much everybody was it's a pretty entertaining game, right? I mean, it's like if you weren't there, you didn't get to see it really, unless you saw some highlights. The fans who were there, they all I thought kind of left in a pretty good mood, seemed to be pretty entertained by it. If I could only sum it up in one sentence. I think my one-sentence summation would be, I thought the pass catchers looked like they have a chance to be greatly upgraded this year. Between the freshman receivers that Georgia brought in, the couple of transfers, obviously Zachariah Branch had kind of the big catch or had a big catch on Saturday. You got a little bit more tight ends. Lawson Lucky had a couple of nice catches. So my one-sentence summary of it would be, the most fun part was the real chance that Georgia's pass catchers, which they need a huge upgrade from a year ago, I think they have a chance to be a lot better this year.
What about Kobe Young? I that's the one that name that I heard looked like he's ready to be that guy that they probably was missing last year.
Yeah, listen, I saw him too. He was still practicing with Georgia, right, even like prior to like the Sugar Bowl and stuff a year ago. Obviously, kind of going through his legal stuff, but was still with the team and practicing. And, he did some things the day we had a chance to watch him a little bit there. And so he has the one touchdown that does count and then the one that didn't count, but it's still a nice play, even if his foot lands out of bounds, nice play to go and kind of high points football. I think that's a real weapon that I think that Georgia's going to be really glad to have. And would have been very happy to have it for the full season a year ago. Colby is just really good at the contested catch. Think about third down. Think about, you know, red zone. You know, big body guy, kind of, I guess you'd say, like a classic X receiver, if you want to say it that way. He's just really good at that. And for a quarterback who probably wants to make as many easy throws as he can, like any quarterback kind of would, you know, Colby Young does just sort of make it a little easier.
Well, there is no question who the starting quarterback is, right?
No, I don't think there's any doubt at all. Okay. I mean, luckily I've been consistent about Gunnerstocking the entire time. When people were wanting to make him into like Paul Bunyan after the SEC championship, I said, listen, let's not get too crazy here. You know, he's still got a long way to go. And after the Notre Dame game, when people wanted to obviously, you know, light the world on fire because they had lost, I said, let's not get too crazy. Gunner's got a chance to be a really good starting quarterback. And I still am kind of the same place on Gunnar Stockton. I don't believe he's the best quarterback in America. I also don't believe he falls flat on his face. I think he's probably going to be a good and capable quarterback, and if Georgia fields a quality team around him, they'll have a chance to achieve all their, you know, end of season goals.
With him sort of rising to the likely starter of the Georgia football team quarterback, I would assume his NIL profile has improved as well. Does he still drive that 84 F-150? Or is he?
It's funny that you should mention this, and this is like secondhand information. I believe I heard somebody tell me who had like just seen him that he was still driving.
There you go.
The classic old, you know, kind of square body. I don't know if it's that or not, but I believe he is still driving kind of an unassuming pickup, whether it's the exact same one or not. I think I just had somebody tell me they saw him doing that. So
there we go.
That's not an official report. That's like secondhand information, but I do believe I heard that.
It would be maybe not funny to everyone listening, but it would be very funny to me if he showed up in a Lamborghini.
Oh, my God.
I just can't
Honestly, it would be so funny to me. Like, if he had the best sense of humor in the world, if he did just have the shades on, riding with the Lambo tattoo sleeve,
yeah,
stuff like that.
Gets an Instagram account.
That would be very funny.
Yes.
B.A., speaking on NIL, what did you think about the whole thing that going on in Tennessee?
Well, I mean, I think the Nico Iamalaleva has clearly, you know, misplayed his hand here, or those advising him have done that. And listen, Tennessee's not perfect in this either because, you know, they certainly went after him to begin with a kind of a very sort of desperate financial offer, which kind of maybe starts all this in motion. But you can't get held hostage by a guy like this at the 11th hour. And, you know, I think that Tennessee rightly rejected that. And, you know, by announcing the way they did, whether they were getting out in front of what Nico might have done or not, I mean, they essentially fired him in public. And I think that that's the only thing they could do. And as somebody who wants to see a little order restored in college football, and I don't care about players getting paid. Frankly, I didn't care about players getting paid 30 years ago with like grants, you know, Trans Ams and paperback. I just don't care.
Of course not. Because you're not a dork.
It's just not interesting to me. But I do want to see some rules. I don't like the idea that you're going to go and skip practice and hold out for more money. I don't like that. And I do think that there is a pathway, and I think the public response to this demonstrates it, that there is a pathway towards saying, we don't care about players getting paid, but we are going to have some rules. We are going to restrict some of this movement a little bit, and we're going to restore some stability to the sport for the sake of its survival. I do think there's a pathway towards getting that done. I think the Nico story at least opens the door for that maybe a little bit.
Yeah, because that was going to be my question of like every time something rises to the level of beyond just us kind of talking about it, like this is a big story that's gotten beyond kind of just football, college football. And people are like, oh, this is going to be the thing that gets people to act, and it hasn't yet. Is that this? Like, is this the one where everyone's like, oh, this one's pretty, I don't know, this is kind of wild. Maybe we kind of need to rein this thing in and do whatever we need to do to try to fix it.
And what you're saying is really important to me. I'm going to try to say this as like succinctly and clearly as I can, is that throughout this entire process, Nico's camp wanted their actions in secret. Tennessee, to my eyes, seemed to be willing to leak all of this, which leads me to believe that Tennessee understood it had public support on its side, and Nico's actions were not viewed as honorable, which would lead you to believe that the public, by and large, not always necessarily like, you know, lawyers and things like that, but the public by and large just has a little bit of a revulsion to this sort of behavior. Doesn't mean they don't like players getting paid. I think for the most part, the public is kind of okay with that, but they don't like this sort of behavior which means that there could be a little bit of, like, and I hate to bring politics into it, but a little bit of political capital here to say we can afford to establish some rules,
right,
and get some help from Congress to do so. We can do that because it sort of seems like that's what the public wants.
I also think it's really important to be, like, allow yourself and allow the conversation to have more nuance than just either you do.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Or don't want players to get paid. Like, because I feel like anytime something like this happens, and you're like, I don't like it, then people are like, see, you're the, like, no, I mean, I want guys to get money. I want guys to get their slice of the pie and whatever they're worth and all that kind of stuff. I just, you know, I want there to be some order to it, and I want it to be something that kind of benefits everybody. And right now, it just is chaotic. Like, again, it's more complicated than one way or the other. And hopefully, this is allowing for that. Let me ask you one last.
I'll say this real quick. Can I say this real quick? I'll be this quick. That's why public opinion is valuable to me, because if Dabo Swinney comes out and says, "Well, once these guys start getting paid, I'm out of here," the public revolts against that because that seems too heavy-handed.
Right, right.
But once Nico does this, now the public revolts against that because that seems to be a little too, you know, loosey-goosey. So I think the public opinion on this can sometimes be a pretty valuable thing to kind of pay attention to.
I think it keeps the pendulum kind of in the middle, which is where it belongs.
Yes.
Did Saturday feel like the last one? Was there some chatter about that? I'm sure there was amongst fans about G-Day, but did it feel like it was the last G-Day at all?
It certainly felt possible because Kirby won't commit to it for the future. I think there's a little bit of a managed decline here where Georgia essentially didn't promote the day at all, and the crowd was smaller than it's ever been before. I think that they are slowly turning the volume down on G-Day in the hopes that one day they just don't do it at all. I mean, I hate to be that way because I thought the people who were there were having a great time. But that certainly seems to be where all of this is going.
I've had a great time every time I've gone. Love looks it. Too bad. Brandon, thank you.
Yeah. Appreciate it, B.
Good to be with you guys. Yeah, good to be with you guys.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. You can get Georgia Conversations just like that one, but without me and Randy. Maybe sometimes Randy's on the podcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.